This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Should you not be a regular reader of the Federal Register? Well, we are here for you. This morning, the Federal Trade Commission announced and will soon be publishing in the aforementioned register a proposed rule to ban hidden junk fees, the charges that pop up and surprise you after you have bought something, charges that can, of course, add a whole lot to the cost of concert tickets and resort stays and apartment rentals, too. That last one is a big one. A lot of renters, especially in bigger buildings, are getting hit with fees on top of their monthly rent and utilities, and they don't always know about them before they sign that lease. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
Last week on the show, some of you may remember, we did a story about young people looking for housing in this expensive competitive rental market. One of the people we introduced you to was Anna Mayo. She's 22, just graduated from college, and lives in Duluth, Minnesota. And one thing she told me was that she kept coming across apartments that looked like they were in her budget at first, but actually weren't.
There's a really big rental company in Duluth that I would say owns the majority of rental properties. And the amount of fees that they tack on every month for completely arbitrary things is absurd.
The rent itself was already high, at the top of her budget.
And then they said, oh, it's going to be hundreds of dollars of extra fees per month, too.
She says there were fees for putting in maintenance requests online, fees for calculating each apartment's share of the utilities, and all sorts of other things. She decided to pass on those buildings. But often, Ariel Nelson at the National Consumer Law Center says tenants don't find out about all the fees before they sign a lease.
And a lot of times they're mandatory. A lot of times they're for services that people don't want.
Such as a valet trash fee, which would cover someone picking up your trash from right outside your apartment and walking it down the hall to the trash room. And Nelson says in buildings that have fees, there are often a bunch.
And you realize once you're on the other side of your lease agreement that actually the rent is something like $300 more than you thought.
That's what the FTC's new proposed rule is trying to prevent. It wouldn't ban landlords and management companies from charging fees, but it would require they tell tenants about them up front. Marie-Claire Tran-Leung at the nonprofit National Housing Law Project says that will help tenants, but
sometimes, even when those fees are disclosed, the tenants don't really have the power to fight back against those fees.
Or have many other options to turn to. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.